This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Pella Rollscreen Foundation, Pleasantville Auto, Harold Trailer Sales, Marion County Rural Water, Marion County Public Health, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, and Marion County Auto Body. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Fire and Police, J. Olson State Farm Agency, Pleasantville Fire and Police Department, Hewitt Service Center, Pizza Hut, Raymaker Screen Printing, and Knoxville Raceway. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Some of our volunteer first responders serve not only our communities, but communities far away from home. In the seventh part of a 10-part in-depth series on our public safety volunteers, let's go in-depth with Jim Walker with the Oskaloosa and Mahaska County Community Emergency Response Team and the Pella Corporation. Okay, Jim, how are you involved in emergency response?
I'm a citizen and volunteer for the emergency management group.
Okay, and that's in Mahaska County?
Yes, sir.
And what does that group do?
What we do is we do the little things that the professionals have to, that they can be relieved from so they can do the more important stuff. We're a volunteer group that has training in first aid, CPR, search and rescue. So if there's a disaster in Mahaska County, we would get called out by the emergency manager. We would then go to what they call the instant command center. We would then go to where they would like us to go. And then we would relieve the fire department, police department, so that they could fight fires or the more dangerous stuff that they're trained for.
Okay, now I think that a few years ago there was a boil order in one of your communities, and I went up there. I forget exactly what the circumstances were, that the well was low or something. There wasn't any water, if I'm remembering right, and so your organization helped distribute water to people. Is that right?
We did. It was in New Sharon. The flood took out their water supply. We were able to get water from different places that our emergency manager had contacted. We unloaded the water. We also got the information from the mayor of the city, and we actually went out and took water to those that could not get to the water system to get water.
Okay, so why do you do this?
It's what we do. I had an opportunity to ask the same question. I don't know why I do it. It's not for self-preservation. It's for the love of people. Someday I'm going to get to the elder place, and I can't do it myself. And I'd sure like to know that there's people like the CERT team and volunteers that will go out and just help people. We enjoy what we're doing because it gives us a satisfaction that we're part of the community, we're part of the county, and it's the people of the county that makes the county. So if we can help each other, it just makes life a whole lot easier all the way around.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Marion County Fair Association, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, the Pleasantville Clinic, Lori Goff, and Melcher Dallas Schools. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, 3M, Knoxville Farm and Home, Mercy One, Pleasantville Schools, Dan's Plumbing and Heating, McKay Insurance, and Brookwood Incorporated. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Jim Walker with the Oskaloosa and Mahaska County Emergency Response Team and Pella Corps. Well, and you just don't work in Mahaska County. I presume, like, you're around Mahaska County, but then you've also traveled far afield, haven't you?
I have. Not only myself, but some of our other team members. In 2006, I think, I forget the date, but Hurricane Sandy, whatever that date was, I was able to go with the New Sharon Fire Department to New York and help 10 days out there with recovery from Hurricane Sandy. I have other CERT members that have gone to Joplin, Missouri, and worked with the tornado problems. We also have a group of people that have went up north here in Iowa and rent chainsaws and helped clear out from tornado damage. So I'm very fortunate. The state of Iowa has recognized our team as a working team. So there's been some talk, and I'm not sure how close it is, but they're asking us if we would be willing, if the state needs us, if we'd go out. And we've all said yes. So it's a volunteer program that gives us the feeling of satisfaction by helping our fellow men.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by People's Bank, Cubes Garage, Tulip City Agency, Don's Heating and Cooling, Good Samaritan Society Indianola, Van Haften Racing, and Precision Pulley and Idler. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Golf Cars of Iowa, American Cleaning Services, Pella Regional Health Center, Two Rivers Cooperative, Central College, McGriff's Farm and Home of New Sharon, and Verduft Agency.
I continued my conversation with Jim Walker with the Oskaloosa and Mahaska County Emergency Response Team and Pella Corps. Well, tell me what Sandy was like. What was it like there? And what did you do?
I went out with two firefighters from New Sharon and a chief from Sully, and I'm just a volunteer. And when I got out to Hurricane Sandy, I had never done anything in my life. And it was a rough time of my life anyway, because I had just lost my wife. And I went out there, and I was kind of depressed and down because, oh, poor me. I get out there, and for a little farm boy that's never seen the ocean much, has never seen the damage that water can do, I was devastated. We pull in, we drove 18 hours, we pulled into a Catholic church where they had a rescue center set up, and it was mass chaos. We took our tennis shoes off, put our work boots on, and went straight to work. We unloaded trucks, the semis of water, clothing, food, and we all carried it into this big Catholic church. After about 6 hours of firemen carrying stuff like that, they gave us a break, and I was able to walk around and look at things. Here in Iowa, when we talk about snowstorms getting 3 feet, 2 feet of snow, they had 2-3 feet of sand all over the place, and the total devastation that people lost everything would come real to me. And you just kind of get a down feeling, and you realize that when I went out there, I was expecting to help somebody, but they did. They not only helped me, not did I only help them, but they helped me too, because my life wasn't so bad. They had lost everything. The 10 days we were out there, there was a fireman that was young, 30-some years old, and he was on the verge of suicide because he'd lost everything. And we were able to maintain and put him together with a bunch of people, and today that firefighter's still alive. So disaster does funny things to people. It hurts those that are hurt, but those that go out to help, the two little guys at the Friends of Firefighters where we stayed says, you may not be a professional, but you're just as important as a professional is. So that made me feel good, because when I went out there, they would introduce me as a firefighter, and I said, I'm just me. I'm not a firefighter. I'm not that important. And they said, you are. Because when you direct traffic, that might put a policeman or a firefighter in the position that they could do their job better and not have to worry about the little things in life.
Well, and what kind of training do you have to do this?
I've done a lot of training. When you become a CERT member, there's a 20-hour class that we go through, and it covers teamwork, first aid, search and rescue a little bit. It teaches you teamwork. It all works out. There's an eight lesson course that you go through that amounts to 20 hours. But I've also gone and become an instructor for CPR, first aid, AED instructor. I have the privilege to go in March with my emergency manager to learn how to set up the incident command center in case of a disaster. I have to give all the praise to my emergency manager in Mahaska County because he's allowing me to go to classes that I would never go to. I went to a mass casualty training. If there's an airplane that falls out of the sky and has a mass casualty in Iowa, I'm able to go help with that. I have certificates after certificates of online classes that I've been asked to take for FEMA training. Any volunteer can take those FEMA trainings. They're all online. You take and you do the readings, you do the test, and you get a completion certificate. So in the last 5 years, I have a pretty thick pamphlet of training certificates.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Marion County Bank, Lancer Home Service, Vanderbeek Truck Accessories, West End Auto, Dr. Kurt Vanderplew, U.S. Bank, and DMB Supply. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Culver's Appella, George Daly Auditorium, Krakus Law Office, Boats Home Furnishings, Windmill Mall Antiques and Collectibles, and Jeremy Dingham and Concrete.
I continued my conversation with Jim Walker with the Oskaloosa and Mahaska County Emergency Response Team and Pella Corps.
You've told me before that some of your other team members have gone other places. Where else have they helped?
They've helped in Joplin. TJ Frank, he went down with New Sharon and helped, I think, in Joplin. I don't remember the town in Iowa that a bunch of students and one of our leaders at Snowley, he retired, John Culligan from New Sharon, they took the trailer up and helped clear trees so that the utility lines could get, you know, trucks could get out. So
was that Parkersburg?
No, that was just last year sometime.
Oh, okay.
In the summer. So I wasn't involved. I was here at work and didn't get a chance to go. But we've helped here in Marion County. Remember the house that was sliding into Red Rock?
Yeah.
There was a group of us that come up and helped move them, get their stuff out of their house and move to their new location. So it's not always disasters. But that's what we're for. We're there to educate the public on what they need to do for themselves in case of a disaster. Our Carmen goal is, as a CERT member and a volunteer, is first our family, then our neighborhood, then our community. And we're never, ever to put ourselves in danger. That is the number one, because we are not professionals. We're to evaluate, we're to go to the professionals and say, okay, is it clear enough? Do you think it's safe enough? We don't make calls on ourselves. We don't dispatch by ourselves. We have a system called I Am Responding. And when we are needed, my phone goes off, my computer goes off, says, hey, we've got this situation. Can you be there? Call this phone number. It lets him know how many people are going to be available. They've got that going now, and then there's a program coming up, Alert Iowa or Red Alert or something coming up. That's going across the state. We're looking into getting into that situation so that if we get called out, we get called out. We've done search and rescues. We've done training. It's amazing to be part of an organization. As a volunteer, not having any professional training, the county organizations in Mahaska County looks at us as a very good asset, because we've worked close with the Oskaloosa Fire Department. We've worked with the Sheriff's Department. We've done traffic control when the president was in Oskaloosa, when he came through and did that. So it's not always a bad thing. It's when RAGBRAI come through, they needed extra hands. Some towns, 20, 30 policemen maybe, and you put that many people, they need extra hands. So that's what we do. We do it because it helps the community, and it gives us a sense that we're doing something for the community.
And it's a rare program in the state, isn't it? Are there many like you?
There's quite a few in the state of Iowa. I'm not sure exactly how many, but I know that if you would Google CERT in Iowa, there's quite a few counties that have CERT teams. Some of them are bigger and better. I don't know how active they are, but I do know there's plenty of programs out there for CERT.
So what's the best part of being a member?
Getting to talk to the people. People are fun to talk with. When I was in New York, being able to do that, I worked with other CERT members out there, which was a really neat opportunity to find out how different states work even within the same program. People are very grateful for what you do. As bad as the world is becoming, people still have a sense that there are still people out there that do good. I wanted to become a surgical technician as a kid. I was a candy striper and worked in the emergency room and at the Oskaloosa Hospital. And I couldn't get college money funding because we made too much money and the grants just didn't come. So I started coming here at Pella Corporation and got a job in 1975. And in August of this year, it'll be 40 years. 5 years ago, Jamie Robinson, Mahaska County, started the CERT program, and I thought, wow, I get an opportunity to do something I've always wanted to do. So I become a CERT member. He gave me the opportunities that I thought would never come, and now I'm able to go out and help the community to the best of my ability with the training that I've been given, and I'm continue training. If we go out and help one person, that one person can pay it forward to two or three. And that's what we need to continue to do in the world.
Thanks to Jim Walker for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.